Chapter 20. Between Words and Wonders, The Portuguese Art of Speaking Up. In the labyrinth of language, where words weave the fabric of our reality, we find a treasure trove of expressions that reveal the heart and soul of a culture. This chapter invites you to explore the rich tapestry of Portuguese colloquialisms, where every phrase is a key to understanding the subtle nuances of human connection and expression. As we journey through these linguistic landscapes, we'll encounter expressions that speak of honesty without adornment, like
sem papas na língua,
to the playful banter of
dar trela.
Each saying is a doorway into the collective wisdom and humor of a people, a glimpse into the ways they navigate life's complexities. Prepare to be enchanted by the poetry of everyday speech, where even the simplest conversations can unveil profound truths. This chapter is not just about learning phrases, but about embracing a way of seeing the world that is at once simple and profound, grounded and transcendent. Turn the page and let these words be your guide through the rich and colorful world of Portuguese expression.
Sem papas na língua.
Literal, without porridge in the tongue. To speak one's mind.
Ela diz o que pensa, sem papas na língua.
She speaks her mind without hesitation.
Pôr tudo em pratos limpos.
Literal, to put everything on clean plates, to clear the air or to get everything out in the open.
Vamos pôr tudo em pratos limpos e resolver este mal-entendido de uma vez por todas.
Let's clear the air and resolve this misunderstanding once and for all.
Dar com a língua nos dentes.
To spill the beans or to let the cat out of the bag.
Ele deu com a língua nos dentes e contou tudo.
He spilled the beans and told everything.
Conversa de chacha.
Small talk or idle chatter.
Estou farto de conversa de chacha. Vamos falar de coisas sérias.
I'm tired of small talk. Let's talk about serious matters.
Conversa fiada.
Idle talk or nonsense.
Chega de conversa fiada. Precisamos de resolver este problema.
Enough with the idle talk. We need to solve this problem.
Falar de papo cheio.
To complain from a position of privilege.
Ele não para de falar de papo cheio sobre os custos de vida, mas vive numa mansão.
He won't stop complaining from a position of privilege about the cost of living, but he lives in a mansion.
Pôr a boca no trombone.
To spill the beans or to blow the whistle.
Se não me pagarem o que me devem, ponho a boca no trombone.
If they don't pay me what they owe me, I'll spill the beans.
Pôr a conversa em dia.
Literal, to put the conversation up to date. To catch up or to have a chat.
Vamos pôr a conversa em dia.
Shall we catch up?
Alinhar.
Literal, to align. To agree or to be on board.
Vou alinhar contigo no plano de ação.
I'll agree with you on the action plan.
Dar trela.
To encourage someone to talk or to show interest in someone's conversation.
Ele deu trela à primeira rapariga que encontrou na discoteca.
He encouraged the first girl he met at the club to talk.
Cair no papo.
To fall for the persuasion or to be taken in by smooth talk.
Ela caiu no papo do vendedor e acabou por comprar um carro que não precisava.
She was taken in by the salesman's smooth talk and ended up buying a car she didn't need.
Não dar cavaco.
To ignore or to pay no attention to.
Ele não deu cavaco quando o chamei.
He ignored me when I called him.
Não passar cartão.
Literal, not to pass card, not to pay attention, or to ignore.
Ele disse uma piada sem graça e eu não passei cartão.
He made a lame joke and I ignored it.
Não dar bola.
Literal, not to give ball. To ignore or to brush off.
Ele não dá bola aos comentários negativos.
He ignores negative comments.
Desenferrujar a língua.
Literal, to unrust the tongue, to loosen up or to become more fluent.
Preciso de desenferrujar a língua antes da apresentação.
I need to loosen up my tongue before the presentation.
Falar para as paredes.
Literal, to talk to the walls. Talking to a brick wall.
Estou farto de falar para as paredes, ninguém me ouve.
I'm tired of talking to a brick wall. Nobody listens to me.
Falar torto.
Speak rudely.
Não gosto quando ele fala torto comigo.
I don't like it when he speaks rudely to me.
Parlapié.
Gibberish.
Ele estava a falar parlapié que ninguém entendia.
He was speaking gibberish that nobody understood.
Duas palavrinhas.
A few words or a quick chat.
Depois, quero dar duas palavrinhas contigo.
I'll have a quick chat with you later.
Dar à língua.
To shoot the breeze or to gossip.
Elas passaram a tarde toda a dar à língua.
They spent the whole afternoon gossiping.
Ir na conversa.
To be swayed or to be influenced.
Não te deixes ir na conversa dele, ele só quer convencer-te a mudar de ideias.
Don't be swayed by his talk. He just wants to convince you to change your mind.